When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Insurance is not really a priority when you're planning to go study abroad. You have to fill up so many forms, get your visa done, packing, and whatnot. In some countries, such as in the US, universities themselves offer on-campus insurance. In others, such as UK and Australia, the medical cover gets included in the visa cost. Whatever is available by default, that is what most people choose. But if you are a Why Not Mint Money podcast listener, I know you will make a smarter choice. You must do more research. Not many people are aware that Indian insurance companies also offer insurance coverage to Indian students who are going abroad for studies. Hello, I'm Aprajita and you are listening to Why Not Mint Money podcast. In this episode, I'll tell you about overseas student travel insurance plans, which not only take care of overseas hospitalization, but also offers non-medical benefits. I'll tell you all about it.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Let's get to the insurance scenario in the US first, since this is the country where most Indians go for bachelor's and master's, right? So some universities in the US make it mandatory to buy their own insurance policy. They don't let you buy private insurance plans. But do note that this on-campus insurance from universities only provides coverage around the campus. If you travel to nearby countries during your holidays, maybe over the weekend, then you will be without insurance. So mark my words, inquire about the extent of coverage that your university is providing under on-campus insurance plan. So do research, do go into the depth of policy wordings. Now coming to the UK. In the UK, you have National Health Service. It's their public health scheme. You get the coverage under NHS as part of your visa fee. But the trouble is, if something happens to you, the waiting list under NHS is huge. You will not get the treatment immediately. That said, this is the reason why it's important that you consider insurance plans from Indian insurance companies also. These plans are cheaper compared to what you pay for on-campus insurance plans, and also offers wider coverage. Now, what wider coverage, you ask? Well, apart from medical cover, apart from hospitalization cost, these student travel plans also offers trip-related covers, such as flight delays, trip cancellation, loss of baggage, and loss of personal belongings, such as laptop and mobile phones. Financial exigencies are also covered in such plans. For example, in case your studies get interrupted due to a medical reason or maybe an emergency at home, a study interruption cover will take care of financial loss. Now, a sponsor cover ensures that the insurance will pay the fees if something unfortunate happens to your parents who are paying your course fee. So, in case something happens to your parents and they are unable to pay the course fee, then the insurance plan will cover that loss, will make that payment to the university, and your studies will not get interrupted. Now, in case you get hospitalized, the student travel plan will also cover the travel and accommodation expenses of one of the immediate family members. So either your mother or father can come stay with you when you are sick, when you are hospitalized. This benefit is called compassionate visitor cover, and your student travel plan offers this benefit. Now you may wonder how to connect with an Indian insurance company when you are there abroad and you do need to get hospitalized, then how to connect with an Indian insurance company? Now, these Indian insurance companies usually have a tie-up with a global insurance company or a third-party administrator called TPA, having a global network of hospitals. You get the facility to call up the international number, which they'll provide you beforehand, or your parents can also try Indian phone numbers to intimate them about the claim. If you need to get hospitalized, you can easily connect with those Indian insurance companies. Either your parents can call up the Indian number, or you will also be given an international number. You can do that by yourself, or you can ask your friends or whoever is around you abroad. They can also make the call. And this entire process, this entire hospitalization remains cashless. Now, if you do plan to buy a student travel plan from an Indian insurance company, then do keep few things in mind. Check if pre-existing diseases are covered from day one or not. Also check if there is any deductible or co-payment involved in the policy. Deductible and co-payment meaning that if a policy is coming with a deductible or with a co-payment feature, then you will have to pay a portion of medical bill by yourself. So you don't want a policy where you have deductible or co-payment. Avoid these kind of policies. Do inquire about it. And also check there should not be any waiting period for pre-existing diseases. If there is a waiting period for pre-existing diseases, then you must avoid that plan. You should not buy that plan. Lastly, go with an Indian insurance company which has a joint venture with a global company so that the hospital network coverage is wider and things go smooth for you. I hope you found this episode useful. If you have any queries regarding student travel plans or regarding any other personal finance topic, then feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on X and LinkedIn both. My X handle, Apri_Sharma, and you can find me on LinkedIn by searching my full name, which is Aparajita Sharma. Now, I'll come back next week with another interesting episode. Till then, keep listening to hdsmartcast.com. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.